Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Pruitt Prep is the only place with power.
What was that?
That, JP, was Muffin climbing down the Space Needle.
Muffin? Muffin the tardigrade who attacked me?
She was just being protected.
Stop defending her!
Looks like Muffin found Cupcake. Where are they going?
They're headed toward the light, toward Pruitt Prep.
Same place we need to go.
Who's even living there now?
That would be the home of our old friend, Aurora.
Is she?
No, she's not the president. The election never happened.
Well, that's a relief, I suppose.
Personally, I think Thang would have made a killer president.
You would.
Hey, at least she managed to turn on the juice.
And keep it to herself.
Okay, stop, guys. We need to figure out how the power went off in the first place, and where the adults went, and...
Well, if you believe Oliver Pruitt, this was all done by... aliens.
Did you say aliens?
After what we've seen, is that really so crazy?
No, I suppose not.
We need a plan.
Whoa, that's never happened before. Can we have two leaders?
Of course you can.
We'll figure this out together. I mean, we're like 20 miles away. We have no means of transportation.
Don't forget it's dark, and even flashlights aren't working.
At least it can't get any worse.
Good job, Jinx.
I didn't jinx it.
You kinda did, Mars.
Okay, fine, I did. So I guess walking is off the table. I mean, if we want to get there anytime.
Mars, hush up and listen. My wheelchair. My motorized wheelchair with fully charged solar panels.
It still works because it came from Mars, where you had power.
Toothpick. I see you still have Droney.
He's been lifeless since the power went out.
I believe I can transfer my wheelchair's power to him. He can light the way to guide you. Maybe even tow you in a car or.
My truck! It's walking distance from here.
But if your wheelchair has no power, you can't come with us, Jules.
You'll be stuck here in the Space Needle.
Not stuck. In charge. There's a lot of us here, and a lot to do.
Orion and I will stay with you, Julia. Right, Orion?
Sure. What else do I have to do?
Perfect. I want to explore the teleportation technology. If it really is alien...
I'm in too. We're gonna take this baby apart and put it back together.
Maybe it'll even help us figure out what happened to the adults.
Thank you, Julia.
My pleasure. Axel, grab Droney. We'll start transferring the power.
You got it.
You rock, Julia.
As do you, Toothpick. Good luck, mates.
You too, Lost in London.
Well then, I guess it'll just be the four of us.
The Fantastic Four.
One last trip back to Gale Island.
We started this journey together. Seems only right. That's how we end it.
Scaredy cat, Droney. Nothing to be afraid of.
Okay, good start.
Don't waste your power, Droney. We need your high beams to see anything through the storm.
And to tow the truck.
How long did Julia say Droney's power could last?
I think her exact words were, I guess we'll find out.
Right, we should get going. Everyone in the truck.
Let's do this.
Okay, Droney, the truck is in neutral. Start pulling.
It's working! We're moving!
Nice going, Droney.
To Gale Island!
Glad we're safe in here. Rubber tires, right?
Actually, it's a misconception that rubber tires can save you during an electrical storm. Unless you don't touch any metal.
At all?
At all.
But my braces are metal.
Let's change the subject.
Good idea. Should we talk about the alien in the room?
Mars, do you think Mr. Your dad was telling the truth? That this was really aliens?
I know it's crazy to say, but it's the explanation that makes the most sense.
So where do you think they're hiding?
And what do you think they look like?
Okay, so based on every movie I've seen, this can go one of two ways. One, the aliens are cute, friendly ET sorts who just want some Reese's Pieces and a best friend. Or two, they're neither cute nor friendly and want to wipe out the entire planet. Which do you think we're dealing with?
Well, I don't remember ET making everyone over the age of 15 disappear, so...
I had to ask.
Guys, it's getting worse out there. Do we even know where we are?
I can barely see past the hood.
Look out for the tree!
It's gonna fall! Droney, watch it!
Droney!
Pig, what are you doing?
I'm getting out to sea. Droney? Droney!
Let me get this tree off of him.
I've got him out. You can let go, JP.
Is Droney okay?
He's damaged, but I think with a little tinkering, he could still...
What's that?
Someone's out here. A lot of someones.
I can't see them, can you?
No, but they're getting closer. Where are we? What is that building?
Now might be a good time to mention that since the blackout, the world's gone a little crazy.
What do you mean, crazy?
No Wi-Fi, no power. Some kids have gotten desperate.
Like dangerous desperate?
Stand behind me. Show yourself, whoever you are!
Like, what are you losers doing here?
Epica? Is that you? Are we at-
Hello, Randall. Have you been avoiding me?
No, I-
What's up, Mars? Caddy? You?
Watch it.
I think you're the ones who should watch it. That drone thing has power!
Not really, just a last little bit left in the battery. From before.
Look, Epica, we're just passing through, so if your people can help us move that tree...
Help you? Why would I help you?
Please, Epica. It's very important.
So is my heart, and you broke it, Randall. Besides, you've been hiding power from me. Take the drone!
What?
Grab them!
Hey, let go of me! You can't take Droney! Where are you taking him? Epica, get back here!
Get back here!
We have to go after them. They're taking Droney into the school.
The school.
You didn't recognize it, Mars? We're back. At H.G. Wells Middle School.
Whoa, what happened in here?
A lot of fear. Unhappiness.
You're right, Caddy. After the power went out, the school sort of fell apart.
Lord of the Flies style.
JP and I had to stop going to school. It wasn't safe.
Yeah. Epica's friends? Not so friendly.
Epica's in charge of the school?
Didn't I mention that she was the principal?
I don't like it in here. I mean, I never liked it in here. But now it's Creep City.
We have to find Droney. He's our only way to Pruitt Prep.
But what happens if Epica's people find us first?
They're coming. We need to move.
They're gonna catch us.
Quick, turn!
Why are the gates down?
There's nowhere left to go.
Ah, someone's got me!
Get in, guys.
Mr. Q?
Quickly, Mars, into my classroom. All of you, now.
Mr. Q, what are you doing here?
Hiding, just like you, Toothpick.
Last I checked, you were over 15, Mr. Q.
Yes, JP, for some time now.
How are you still on Earth?
You know all the adults are gone, right?
I know. I had advance warning.
From who? Oliver Pruitt? The aliens?
I knew that maybe a day like this would come. I created a shelter into my classroom just in case.
All that time in detention, you've always known.
And you never warned anyone?
I'm so sorry, Caddy. Mars, all of you, for what I put you through. I hoped that if this time came, I'd be able to help you. Somehow.
How could you possibly help us now? Now that Droney's gone, we can't even get to the one place that could possibly give us some answers.
Pruitt Prep?
How'd you know?
Wild guess. It's not exactly the speediest form of transportation, but I thought maybe these could come in handy.
What are those? Are those our bikes?
What? Yes! No way.
I've been holding on to these for you for a long time.
The last time I saw this bike was
the night of the dance.
So let me get this straight. We took a spaceship to Mars. You guys were beamed back to Earth by a teleportation device in the Space Needle. And after all of that, we're taking this one last journey to the ferry docks.
The same way we took the first one. On her bikes.
It's Droney! He got away!
We've got to go, now!
After all of that, there aren't any boats.
I see the ferry. Let's go check it out.
The ferry's working.
Everyone on.
Come on, JP, let's go, guys, get on.
Welcome aboard the USS Pruitt. I am your holographic captain.
Here we go again.
Arthur Pruitt. I'm sure you've noticed that my ferry is automated. It has a course plotted directly to Gale Island. The mountain dock at Gale Island. Past the beach and beyond the trees is Pruitt Prep.
Got it, dude.
We're here.
Welcome to Gale Island.
Well, at least the storm stopped.
Caddy, are you okay?
There's something going on in there. Something bad. Careful going through the woods, everyone. Droney, can we get a little light over here?
Hurry up, guys. The light coming up from Pruitt Prep helps.
Seriously, Mars? Someone's going to trip and fall.
Shh. Hear that? No. Exactly.
Just want to say, aliens, if you're listening, we come in peace.
Shh. Someone's here in the woods.
All the more reason to move faster. Pig, stop analyzing the star pattern and catch up.
Sorry.
Pig, where did you go?
Toothpick?
Are you okay?
He's good, guys. Just got the wind knocked out of him.
Is that?
No way.
Jonas? What are you doing down there in that hole?
I'll tell you about it once you get down here. Climb down. There's a ladder on the other side of the bunker.
Hey, Jonas.
Welcome home, kids.
Thanks.
Nice place you got down.
I've seen worse.
I can't believe you guys are here. I thought you were gone, Mars.
I was. Went to the planet Mars and back. Beamed through the Space Needle.
Oh, sure. Wait, is that why it lit up?
Bingo.
Nice.
What is this place?
We built it. It's like an underground bunker / lookout / shelter.
But why are you living underground? What's wrong with Pruitt Prep?
We were kind of run out.
By who?
Not who, Mars. What? We just made it back after the blackout. And suddenly, they were there. A lot of them. They were everywhere. We did our best to hold them off. The bolts and the gates are giving! We're out of options!
Everyone, guard the door!
We have to run. No, wait, we're not. Tardigrades in the tower. Run!
Go, everyone, go!
The tardigrades.
Here too?
They stormed the campus. Aurora didn't make it out.
You mean she...
I don't know. I haven't been able to get to her. What is it, Caddy?
It's just that
That's exactly what happened to us at the Mars colony. The tardigrades ran us out.
Pruitt let them in. But what are they doing? Why would they...
Tardigrades!
They found us! Quick, grab whatever you can and use it as defense!
I got a shoelace and a stick of gum!
Can I get the gum?
Pick, focus, everyone! Stay together! Shh! Maybe they won't find us.
Bring me here?
Just a moment, Mars. Thank you for keeping him safe. You promised to protect my son, and you did. I'm in awe of what you've done and forever in your debt. Please, let me know what else I can do for you.
Wait. They're not working for you. You're working for them? Oh. No way.
Yes, Mars.
It's been them the whole time. They did all this. The tardigrades. They're the aliens.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies, here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.